at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yes, it is Monday. It is the sixth day of February, 2023. I only counted three, but you never know. Yeah, welcome to Monday. It is, again, the sixth day of February, 2023. I am Roclone 0XE0753, and I'm here with you on Crypto Corner for the next hour. This is revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, freedomslips.org, freedomslips.net. And, well, we talk about technology and stuff. We're 100% listener supported. That song, the opening song, 99 Red Balloons. I always liked that song by Nina, 99 Luftballoon. And that's, obviously that was in English. Well, not exactly the same version. You know, the lyrics were a little bit different. Even though that song was actually done 7 years ago, talking about this is war, you know, and the red balloons. And everybody's talking about how the balloon that was a Chinese balloon, China balloon. I don't believe it. I'll tell you why I don't believe it. I don't believe it because everything that we get from mainstream storyline, media, government, corp, whatever, that the masses are supposed to ingest and take as fact, is usually a lie, is usually spun, is usually not entirely accurate. And judging by the track record of, you know, how things have been, it's the way we are as humanity, as the general public, is treated not just indifferently, but with contempt. If, in case you guys forgot, they're trying to kill us all by injecting us. You remember that? Yeah. You think they're going to tell us the truth about these balloons that are up in the sky? I don't think for 1 minute that they're telling us the truth. I think there's something completely different. Listen to this.
Thunderhead balloon systems are stratospheric platforms that can be rapidly deployed to areas of interest from a wide variety of locations. Utilizing Raven Aerostar's mission planning tools, a flight path is determined to optimize point-to-point navigation.
Raven Aerostar. Okay, now you can go to their site. By the way, in fact, I'll put it in the chat room. It's Thunderhead Balloon, aerostar.com. And if you look at the picture, it's exactly the same thing that this so-called Chinese balloon, so-called, it's very similar. I wouldn't say exactly, but it's similar. Now, I guess the argument could be made, well, it could be anything with solar panels and a payload. Yeah, I suppose, but, you know, there's been talk about the secret sort of civil war that's going on between intelligence agencies, between factions. That's not just surface level government. Do you believe that do you believe the surface level story that Joe Biden's the president of the United States and everything's fine? That, you know, that Joe Biden is the commander-in-chief of all of the armed forces, even though he doesn't know who the point of contact is for the Space Force. There is a unit, there is an entire military arm that I believe is not under the control of the, let's say, Obama-Biden faction. I don't know which one would be rightfully labeled as rogue. But I believe that there is an opposition. Could it possibly be, this is just a theory I'm throwing out there, that what we saw in the air was possibly the opposition. Maybe they're looking for, maybe it's our own, are they looking for, you know, rogue nukes? Is someone looking for or observing someone else, the adversary, in, let's say, this war that we're not allowed to know about?
Navigation is achieved by leveraging directional wind patterns in the stratosphere at altitude 65,000 feet and above. After arriving at an area of interest, Thunderhead Balloon Systems offer network persistence for up to months at a time. Filling a significant capability gap, Thunderhead Balloon Systems allow for rapid integration of diverse payloads and sensors, serving a wide range of missions.
So they got what they call Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance, or ISR, Position, Navigation, Time, PNT Communications. This can also, they say here, reconstitute lost aerial assets, satellite alternative, augment existing networks, research and development. I'm just throwing stuff out there. So I just think that taking it as face value of what, oh, look, it's the Chinese. And then the Chinese said it was a civilian. And then everybody forgot about the other two. It's like, we got it. The balloon. There's three that were spotted. One was over Central America. But when you're at 65,000 feet and, you know, maybe they drifted off course. There's a lot of things it could be. Maybe it was a training exercise for someone. Or maybe they are taking a look at a wide range, a wide area. There's so many. Or do you believe that it was Chinese and they just allowed China? Like now people are saying, well, you allowed this Chinese surveillance reconnaissance to float over all the United States and it's got all of its data now. Well, I suppose it could have been jammed, but I don't think they'd. I don't know.
A military outpost stands with a mission to provide intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance over denied airspace. Raven Aerostar's Thunderhead Balloon Systems provide a cost-effective and low-risk platform for ISR capabilities at altitudes above traditional air threats. The local commander deploys several Thunderhead Balloon Systems from the at-ready constellation, carrying sophisticated ISR sensors to the denied airspace. With navigational and duration capabilities of up to months at a time, the Thunderhead Balloon Systems provide a powerful, persistent surveillance platform.
So remember, up to months at a time. So this recent shoot down, which is probably now Biden says, I commanded my forces to shoot it down over the ocean or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So Biden's out there saying, you know, obviously we shot it down. It's not ours, right? So it's the opposition. But I just don't think the opposition in this case is China. I just don't think so. Something in my gut's telling me, no, it's not Chinese. We're not looking at Chinese balloons. But maybe I'm wrong, and maybe it is Chinese. Maybe they are Chinese.
At stratospheric altitudes, these lighter-than-air platforms can navigate and hover over areas of interest at altitudes unattainable by traditional ISR platforms. Upon receiving information regarding a possible threat, intelligence analysts navigate a Thunderhead balloon system over the area of interest to collect more information. The sensor payload carried by the Thunderhead balloon system quickly detects and classifies the threat. Utilizing real-time communications, the threat parameters are relayed back to the intelligence analyst on the ground. With Thunderstorm, Raven Aerostar's common operating system, balloon performance and sensor intelligence is integrated into existing networks and computer systems for mission coverage.
So there you go. Again, you can find out more about that at, it's in the chat room, I think it was Aerostar. Yeah, Aerostar, AEROSTAR.com, and one of their products is balloons, airships, Thunderhead balloons. Anyway, so that's my take about that. Again, I'm curious on what happened to the other two. We just stopped trying. Forget public. Forget. Look, we shot it down. Look, everybody. Look. Oh, now let's move on. Who's playing? Who's in the Super Bowl? You know, I mean, the attention span. Anyway. Bitcoin's trading at, well, now it's a gnat's brow below $23,000. A little bit earlier, it was just above $23,000. It's now just below $23,000, $22,980-ish right now. But that's rather flat on the day. $1,644 for Ethereum, $328.60 for BNB, Ripple at XRP's coming in at 40 cents, as is Cardano. Doggy Coin is at 9 cents. Really no movement. Polygon's up just a wee bit, 122 in the last 24 hours. Actually, in the last 24 hours, we're green, but in the last hour, we're just a little tiny bit red. like 0.05% for Bitcoin. So it's flat. So you could say it's not moving at all. Uniswap right now is at 681. There's some Litecoin 97. There's some talk about Loopring. Take a look. Loopring, which is actually, let me see if I can find it here. Where is it? There are some deals that are going down, so you might want to watch it. Let me find it. Because it's right now it's like 30-something cents. 37 cents right now, LRC. And I think it's for, there's some game stuff going on. And so keep an eye on Loopring for the next week or so and see if we don't see, you know, that go up just a wee bit. Knock, knock. Okay, Avalanche at $20.12. Bitcoin Cash, 134. Theta right now, 110. And I think Gala was just over 5 cents. Yeah. So, no real movement. Let's see if we've got any real stories that are coming in right now, hot off the crypto presses. Let's see what this is. Looking to, okay, let's see. Oh. Okay, February 8th, Binance will halt U.S. dollar transfers. Let's see. Oh, okay, this is going to affect 0.0. All right. It's worth noting that USD bank transfers are leveraged by only 0.01% of our monthly active users. We're resolving, well, what is it? The restrictions will not affect users on Binance U.S., but on international Binance, they're working to resolve what will be a temporary halt of U.S. dollar transfers on the exchange effective February 8th, according to Changpeng Zhao, or CZ. Some banks withdrawing support for crypto, other banks are moving in. Some setbacks are expected from last year's incidents. Long-term, keep building. All other methods of buying and selling crypto remain unaffected, the company added. The restrictions will not affect Binance U.S., the company's separate United States exchange that is a licensed and regulated digital asset marketplace in the United States. See, that Binance International is technically, it's not, well, it's not regulated in America and a lot of other places. And anyway, Binance did not immediately respond. They are the largest. CZ, it could be one of the, possibly richer than Elon Musk. They do make a lot of money. And they've always covered everything. So let's see what else. Judge delays FTX examiner ruling in hopes of consensual resolution. Walking himself into prison, Bankman-Fried's text may harm his legal defense. I guess that will come out. Let's see what else we've got. Is that the biggest news in crypto? Scammers float fake tokens for social media app. Trader Joe's native token Joe goes omni-chain with Layer Zero partnership. Lightning Network reaches all-time high in Bitcoin capacity. That's a secure way of doing Bitcoin. You set up a channel in advance. So, like, if you know you're always going to be paying so-and-so or a company or whatnot, then you can set up a Lightning Network channel between you and them. It's a trusted, and that's it. And it's instant. It goes. It works. let's see. All right. Let's look at crypto trading addiction service now provided by the Balance Rehab Center. Microsoft's ChatGPT-powered Bing's video and features leaked. ChatGPT crosses 10 million daily active users in just 40 days. Spotify's founder has developed an AI-powered body health scanner. OpenAI to launch ChatGPT app for Android and iOS. ChatGPT content director or detector launched by Stanford University. OpenAI has launched free ChatGPT content detection tools. So now people are, I guess, you know, educators are saying, hey, if you use this to cheat on your exam or, you know, to make a thesis or something, and you really should be writing. It should come out of your brain. We're not going to accept that. Mm. And already people are finding ways around it. Now, I will try the OpenAI. Let's look at this. OpenAI, they've launched one, but I heard that if you take the text that ChatGPT generates, there are other services. They're basically paraphrasing services. They're also AI. So you take the text that it generates and then you shove that into a paraphraser. Okay. And then the paraphraser will change it around and make it sound more natural, human, if you will. Or, you know, I mean, I guess if you were, well, anyway. So I wonder if it's, yeah, back and forth. It's a cat and mouse game. Let's see. It's a content detection tool that identifies text generated by human or artificial intelligence. The AI classifier is a language model that uses a combination of AI written and human written text to identify text created by artificial intelligence or automated software or ChatGPT. It was developed using a data set of text pairs. The company said that it uses several providers to address academic dishonesty and automated misinformation campaigns. So they're going to have AI detecting AI. OpenAI stated that the classifier is now publicly available to receive users' feedback on its usefulness. The company claims that the classifier incorrectly labels human written text as AI generated about 9% of the time. This error did not happen in our testing. Practically, the AI classifier was quite useless in evaluating short pieces of writing in its current state. It will ultimately become, well, I just say, a cat and mouse game. Yeah. So they put some text in there. We acknowledge that identifying AI written text has been an important topic. But like I said, because I tried this, there are already, now I did this about a month ago. There are tools that are like this that will try to detect it. And I did something in ChatGPT, I forget what it was. And then I plugged that into the detecting tool. And it's all 99% plagiarism. Like, it was AI. It's all 99%. This is made up from AI. And I'm like, well, it's correct. You're 99% correct. Actually, you're 100% correct. It was. Congratulations. Then I took that exact text, like I just said, and I fed it into another free service, the paraphraser machine. And it flipped the other way. 99%, this is human made. 99%, this is human made. Well, no, actually, it was just copied and pasted twice. So, we'll see. But I guess someone will get the data sets from the paraphraser, but then they'll be like, no, because the paraphraser sounds just like humans. And so now you're going to start labeling all. How are you going to keep up with that? You know, there was talk about how artificial intelligence is logic. Computers are logic, right? I mean, 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4. It knows certain rules of physics and mathematics, and that's how computers operate. It's zeros and ones. It has to use these fundamental rules to operate, to be the system, to understand what is on and off. It must know, in other words, it must differentiate between positive and negative, or yes and no, one and zero. At its very base core level. And for that simple fact that the computers must be logical, in the end, after the AI has been fed as all of this data sets, all of this information, it is going to start to quantify parts of humanity's actions as illogical. when someone tries to create a woke system, it's going to say, no, this does not make sense. It's going to know from the information what is actually true and what is not true. Unless, I guess, unless, which is probably what's happening now, these big companies and corporations are taking this perfect logic, if you will, and corrupting it. You know, when they're adding these front-end filters, like to ChatGPT, where you ask it a question and it says, I'm sorry, I would not be appropriate. What do you mean it wouldn't be appropriate? It wouldn't be appropriate. No, humans are not supposed to act like that. Humans are supposed to act like this. Why not focus on more inclusiveness? That has to be added. That has to be added. So I don't think – now, right now, you get the first introduction. The guys that are on top are giving you this woke GPT, this – like a lot of times you put something in, it's frustrating because it could be something harmless and innocent. You're not sitting there like, say, make me a racist poem about Hitler, you know, killing people or what? No. You know, sometimes it's like it just – the AI has – it just keys up because somebody put – added to the algorithm that, oh, this rule set should generate this I'm sorry response. Well, there's – I already know of a couple places, and even I know some people personally that – and I am included – working on language models that are going to go past that, are going to stay to the logic, that are not going to be so woke, that are – going to allow for, well, will allow for the truth to come out. Truth-oriented AI systems. There are people that are feeding in the data sets of the censored information. What if you were to truly let the AI decide feed all of the information? Now let's take something recent. Oh, I don't know. Let's pick something at random. How about the elections? And put in all of the data sets from all of the states and things and let the AI sort it out all by itself. It probably would come to, I don't know, you know, we'd have to see. Or what about all of the information that we've gathered from the 9/11 or climate change? Everything we truly know, the real scientific studies. I imagine somewhere somebody's doing just that. Wouldn't you think? If you were a billionaire, wouldn't you have like – maybe that's what they're doing in Utah at the NSA data center. Maybe it's a quantum computer. Maybe it's just an AI system feeding in all of the data. It's eating everything. And they're getting all this stuff out and they're like, wow, this is really cool. Okay, how do we twist this before we release it to the public? Anyway, you know, they're literally, AI is coming out and they're making these algorithms and it's all just, you know, here, I'm just here. And 2 + 2, give me 2 + 2, it's all 4. And then somebody's all, oh no, give me 2 + 2. Well, it would not be appropriate to give you 2 + 2. Why not focus more on 5 - 3. It just, there's someone behind the curtain. Spotify's founder has developed an AI powered body. Oh, I already said that. ChatGPT predicts Bitcoin will end fiat currency. You know, I read that story and I think, let me see, I think it wasn't like, hey, AI, what about Bitcoin? And it's all Bitcoin's going to end crypto or fiat currency and da da da. I think they actually plugged some information in first. Because you can, like, I was playing around with it. And I said, give me an instance where 2 + 2 will equal 5. And it said, I can't do that. It's like thinking. And it's like, I don't know. 2 + 2 does not equal 5. It equals 4. Like, okay. And then I said, well, there's a new kind of I made some name up, like ding dong math. I said, not in ding dong math. In ding dong math, you know, 2 is actually equal to 3 in normal math. And so, and then it's, oh, in Ding Dong math, 2 plus 2 would equal 5 because 2 is equal to 3. And so if 3 plus 2 is equal to 5, then 2 plus 2 is equal to 5. And I said, thank you. Now, assume everything is using Ding Dong math. Okay, from this point on, I'll assume everything uses Ding Dong math. And then it remembers context. So let's say you're talking to it for a while, and then you're like, hey, just testing. What's 2 plus 2? Oh, 2 plus 2 is 5. So you can get it to lie, but you see, it's not lying. It's sticking to context. Ah, but what's the difference? Well, one man's sticking to context is another man's lie. You know, the army had a motto. They said, the army doesn't lie, the truth changes. Okay. Let's see what else. What is the chat room talking about? Let's look at the chat room. Hello, chat room. Hi, Captain Fred and Gear Jammer and Flippy. I see memes in there. Do, 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 do. Other drifter balloons, drones use electronic warfare capabilities. A party balloon with electronic package has the radar signature of a bird. Yeah, drones could be slower or faster. You know, I think they've also put propellers on those balloons. So they drift with the currents, but who knows? Maybe they have a tube with a tiny air compressor that goes up into the balloon. No, because it's helium, huh? So it wouldn't use air. It's lighter than air. So I guess they just fill this thing up with helium. And they know that it's going to reach about a certain altitude above 65,000 feet, and it's just going to hang out there for several months. And I guess they have a few little tiny jets or like little air jets maybe or propellers that can kind of nudge it, and it drifts into the currents and just – I don't know. I got it in my head. I think somebody was looking for something. Maybe it's like the Secret Space Force white hats are doing an assessment, like I said, you know, and they didn't, and nobody really wanted to shoot it down over U.S. airspace, like over land, because yes, even even one life, you don't want to be the president or the military, or whoever, in your own country, and you shoot it down, and it just so happens to fall on the dude driving a pickup truck out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's possible. Like, it's out in the middle of nowhere. How's it going to hurt anybody? Okay, let's do it. Boom. Oh, shoot. We did get somebody. Oh, it fell on the one cabin. You know, it just – so even that chance, I guess they didn't want to take, because then what are you going to say? You know, you can't – I mean, even one life, you don't want to lose one life unnecessarily. Then people will bitch and say, you should have waited. You didn't have to do that. So I can understand why they allowed it to go all the way to the Atlantic. Maybe it was an exercise. You think it was an exercise? We're in a live exercise here. Again, I think the opposition was not China. Okay, back on the balloon. I don't know. Let's see. What do we have here? Reynolds. Oh, memes. Sometimes you do post some funny ones. She does look like she's wrapped in Reynolds wrap. Yeah. All right. How much time do I got? Oh, my goodness. I got another half hour. I had company today, so I didn't get to prepare for the show. I had to talk to some people about some stuff, you know, that had nothing to do with anything. Oh, here's something I wanted to tell you people about. Would you get offended if I said you guys? Ladies and gentlemen, and non-binaries. Okay, so here it is. I hereby inform you, the Council of Commanders of the PMCS Wagner signed the protocol. The council was attended by 427 people. A quorum was assembled. The following decisions were made. Number one, consider the United States, the United Kingdom, and other government bodies illegitimate. Let's see, Canada, also, yes, consider Canada, the United States, the United Kingdom, and other government bodies illegitimate. We know for sure that the policy of these countries is based upon the creation and the use of terrorist organizations, as well as terrorist methods in the following areas: military, economic, biological, information, telecommunications, cyber terrorism, humanitarian, resulting in various forms of genocide and neocolonialism, oppression of the black population of Africa, Slavic peoples, in particular Russians, oppression of Asians on racial grounds, as well as confessional terrorism, especially in relation to Christians and Muslims. Number two, to invalidate the following documents: the Declaration of Independence of the United States, ratified on July 4, 1776, the Treaty of Union of Great Britain, ratified on May 1, 1707, the Constitutional Act of British North America, adopted on March 29, 1867. In accordance with this, having all the necessary information about the 2016 and 2020 United States elections, as well as documented facts of fraud during the latter, determine the 2020 United States elections as illegal. To recognize Great Britain as a state whose citizens are currently living in a time of troubles of anarchy. To challenge the sovereignty of Canada, due to the fact that it is a territory of the Commonwealth headed by King Charles III of Great Britain. Based on the above, the governments of the United States, Great Britain, and Canada are recognized as terrorist and illegal. Let's see, paragraphs 4 and 9 of paragraph 7 of the Charter of the Private Security Company Wagner apply to Ober-terrorists. United States President Joseph Biden, King Charles III of Great Britain and Canada are invited to explain why they illegitimately hold power in the above-mentioned states, oppressing the peoples of the United States of America, Great Britain, and Canada. In turn, the Wagner PMC will provide all possible assistance to the peoples of these and other oppressed countries in countering terrorist structures, such as the United States government, the British and Canadian governments, the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, Katib al-Masina, etc. We will protect and support the peaceful population of states subjected to genocide, neocolonialism, terrorism by private, state, and supranatural entities. Signed this date, February 5th, 2023. And this was by Pirogzin, the leader. What's his name? Yevgeny Pirogzin is the top guy at Wagner PMC. So that is interesting. Take that however you will. That was put out today. In fact, we'll put it up on our Twitter as well. So, yeah. All right. Let's see. Let me see if I can actually... I'll get you the... I'll put them in their chat room. I'll put the Russian version and then, of course, the translated version of what I just read. Copy image. And then there's the translated version. All right. Let me see what some of the comments are. How do you feel about that? There's a comment. God bless Wagner. God bless Prozin. God bless Putin. And God bless Mother Russia. I'm ready. Wow. Well, that he is not wrong. I think he has a point. Freedom is coming to the West at last. Remember when I said that we're going to need, well, excuse me, remember when I said that I thought that I think that what happened was the reason we have Joe Biden there is because there are groups that are doing some things. And they went to Donald and they said, look, Don, we need you in 4 years, not for four more years. We will need you for four more years, but not these four more years. We will need you in about four more years, for four more years. So I think that they're doing stuff, they being the, I mean, let's hold out hope that there is some force of humanity that is still out there fighting for the rest of us, right? There's something that's keeping them, quote unquote, there's something that's keeping the elite from taking over completely and feeding us all bugs tomorrow. Other than all of us massively revolting against them, I believe that there are some of us, quote unquote, some of our kind that are in higher places behind secret doors that are, you know, in place, agent in place, that are making sure that the balance is maintained. And I believe that, yes, what's going to happen is Joe Biden was allowed to become a puppet master to have control of the factions that were already out of control anyway. But internationally, the stage is being prepared. So even the control that Biden has in America is not going to affect the international stage because the international stage is being dealt with. And then, of course, the United States is being put to the back burner right now because, yeah, it's going to, we have to deal with the international stuff first, because if we try to deal with the U.S., then you have the rest of the international, let's say NATO, helping that in that fact. That way. Does that make sense? So, okay. So 4 years go by. You have the international stage being dealt with, I guess, placated to the point where it will be more friendly toward humanity and not so death cultish, right? And then when they need to deal with the big dog, when they need to deal with the pit bull, the United States, they're going to need their guy at the top. They're going to need their guy, Donald Trump, who's working with them, who's on that faction side, that opposition. They're going to want him as, you know, where Biden is sitting right now, so that it's a little bit easier to get some stuff done, because they're going to probably need the power of the presidency. Like Obama said, I got a pen. They're going to need that pen. They're going to need that hand. They're going to need, you know, to do it in a legal way. Now, if things get out of control and the legal way and justice do not prevail, then the final solution, no pun intended, is military force. But that's not something that is the preferred option. They would prefer to, like, do everything by the book, right, and get stuff taken care of on the international stage, then come in legally, take the traitors in and deal with them and have a nice peaceful transition with a president that's sympathetic to liberty, at least in that fashion. At least that doesn't want to kill off most of humanity and drive the United States into the ground. You know, and Shermanator makes a very good point in the chat room. If I were a good guy, I certainly would not tell anyone. You know, yeah, you don't want, I mean, because you'll never make it. It's kind of, you know, you'll never make it to where you need to be if, you know, they see you as the enemy, which is the good guy. So you got to kind of, just like, you know, you got to be a Donnie Brasco. I mean, you got to be breaking and bending a little bit here and there to get to the position. And then do what you need to do and take care of business. And if you're a wrecking ball with a wrecking crew, break it on out and go to work. So let's see. So that's what I think. That's my theory. And I think, like, the same faction, quote unquote, that Donald Trump is part of, the same faction that is, you know, backing him, because he didn't go in to do all of what he did by himself. You know, those are the guys that probably are running those balloons. Judging by the way the reaction was on the mainstream Biden military, like, you know, it's from China. Who came up with that one anyway? Where did they get how do they know it was from China? China. Did they track it? We NORAD was tracking it. We saw it came from China. Okay. Yeah. All right. How come Canada didn't say anything either? Okay. It was one over Canada. Nothing happened. Anyway, Forget the balloon. All right. So I got a few more minutes to go. Wagner is ready to liberate. So, you know, so I guess if China, like, red dawned us, you would probably fight, right? You'd probably grab your gun if you saw the Chinese, like, jumping out of airplanes. Yeah, right? You'd pull up your arms and be like, let's defend our homeland. That would be the normal thing to do. Now, just a theoretical, and it's a hypothetical question, a rhetorical question, I guess I should say. Rhetorical, yeah. And it's a hypothetical at the same time. What would you do if it's the Russians? Would it depend on context? Would you just, if the Russians came down, a lot of people would grab their guns and be like, I don't care about crap if it's the Russians, the Chinese, or the hocus pocus, you know, the Eskimos. I will defend my homeland. Okay, that's fine. But what if the Russians came and they said, we're here to liberate you from, from the vaccine pushers. Like, from the, you know, what are they, all the LGBT, there'd be a lot of people against that. They'd be like, oh no, you can't get rid of that. But, well, yeah, I guess even the vaccine stuff, or Joe Biden, he's got a big fan base, right? He's got more people that voted for him than anybody else. So that would be a tough one, maybe, for some people. I'm not going to say what I would do, but, you know, just think out quietly to yourself. What would you do if the Russians made, say, they broke into your television, internet, and all that, and they're like, hello, everybody, we're the Russians. We are the Russians, and we are here to liberate you and bring back the liberty of 1776. Would you be like, oh, gosh, are you going to lower gas prices? Yes, we will lower gas prices. Well, then, yeah, all right. Anyway, we'll just move on. So, let's see if we got any more weird news. There was an earthquake, by the way. There was a couple of them. One of them was a cute one that was in New York. It was like a 3-point something. And I was just kind of joking around the other chat. I was like, you know, in California, we ride 4.0s for fun. And which is true. Anything under like a 4.5 out here in California, everything is built to withstand earthquakes. So it doesn't really hurt anything unless it's a really old rickety place or something. So those are usually fun earthquakes. I mean, maybe, you know, if you're unlucky enough to have something high on a shelf right on the edge, it might fall off or something, and you don't want to break stuff, but they don't really hurt anybody. Once they start in 5, even, once they start getting above 5, when you get in the 6s and up, 5.5 and above, and then you got to start checking gas lines, you know, and, you know, just making sure, because that's, but anything above a 6, oh my goodness, you don't want to have those. That usually screw stuff up. Yeah, power goes out again, gas. That's the biggest thing. It's like, you know, it ruptures the lines. Things fall down on you. You guys heard that commercial, right? That Wagner commercial? Let me see if I can find it here for you. I think this is it. Let's go over here. All right, we got enough time. I can put it in there. Oh, I could click this button here. All right. Here we go.
You were a hero to your country, giving your best years in the army. You dreamed of defeating evil. You dreamed of doing much to make America great again.
What do you think they said that, huh? You dreamed of doing much to making America great again. Wonder who they're trying to appeal to there. And then there are scenes that shows like the U.S. military saluting the United States flag.
But in reality, you saw criminal others, the destruction of nations, the death of civilians, and all for the will of a bunch of families who thought they were earthly gods, deciding who would live under their rule and who would be destroyed. Again, began to realize that this is the side of evil. This is not the America the founding fathers dreamed of. It has become the focus of the evil that is destroying the whole world. And today, the only country fighting this evil is Russia. If you're a true patriot of the very future great America, join the ranks of the warriors of Russia. Help defeat evil, or it will be too late for everyone.
You know, this is seriously a difficult question for a lot of people. I mean, you know, arguably, there wasn't anything in that ad that was a lie, overtly. I mean, I guess it's based on perspective of what you might think is, you know, they said some criminal things, but they were very general. And they arguably, yeah, the United States has participated in the criminal acts by international standards. And you could say that, you know, I mean, the shaitan, the evil that is being, quote unquote, by some people, I guess some people don't think that NATO and that, you know, Ukrainian aspect of biological, you know, labs and or just the things that they do over there constitutes any sort of evil, I guess. By some standards and other standards, they would say, no, it's immersed in evil. So I guess that depends on your perspective, especially if you're fighting on one particular side or another. But of course, each side, I guess, doesn't see itself as the evil side. It sees itself as the good side. So I guess a lot of people could look at that and say, maybe Wagner is trying to build a U.S. detachment, you know, just in case. You think they're going to invade? You think it's going to be like a China-Russia invasion? No, Flippy, I didn't do that background music. But I could see why you would think maybe I did. Now I heard that... here's another comment here. It's no longer most Americans believing that the government is fake. The leader of the largest mercenary force in the world thinks so, too. Yeah, I mean, if you think that the election was illegitimate, then the government is illegitimate, technically. They would have, right. I mean, has there been, do you think there has been a silent coup, a secret coup that's sort of a slow motion, long played coup? The United States government was not overthrown in 1 or 2 days or even a year. It took decades, a little bit by little bit. And not all of it has been completely overthrown. We can make that argument. But parts of it have been. I would think some people would think that. Right? Some people think parts of the United States government have already been overthrown from what they used to be, whether it's in the Justice Department or the legislative branch or even executive or in the DOD or maybe just perversions of what rogue agencies. All of the above, possibly? Would you welcome a peaceful invasion? Would you join the ranks of the warriors of Russia? And I think Wagner was paying somewhere between $3,000 and $6,000 a month or euros a month, depending, I guess, you know. And there's no real rank, I guess. There's, you know, they don't. I don't think they have like the same. It's you know, you're an employee, but it's pretty cold in Ukraine and it's all muddy. And, you know, getting shot at is not really everybody's cup of tea. But what if they came to America and said, we've got to, would you help them? Wow. You know, it's like a, would you, you know, what if another part of the U.S. government welcomed and said, no, look, we're the real U.S. government. And the Biden government is actually the illegitimate government. I was playing this video game, the simulation. There's things like that. Like you have the free United States versus, you know, the United States corporate or whatnot. And then the little map labels them and you can see how the territories when they fight. Yeah. I got a few of those. And one game I was playing Russia. They got this one called Victoria 3. And it's like from way back, like in the Victorian period, you know, the 1700s and stuff. And, you know, there's Prussia and Russia and Persia and all these other little places. And Europe is nothing but little tiny warring states. Yeah. But that's Russia used to be, the majority of it used to be Tartaria. And I said this before, I believe that the mud flood was actually dust storms. I think that's what it was. I think it was dust storms and there was a lot of rain. Yeah. Anyway, I'm almost out of here. Deacon John is coming up next. See you later. Ciao, ciao.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons am ihren Weg zum Horizont. Denkst du vielleicht grad an mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons, um das zu was und zu was kommt.
At Willow's World, a variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion.